This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. The Seattle Mariners are a little over a week away from wrapping up the first half of the season, and the M's have taken their fans on a roller coaster ride so far. Countless injuries and stretches of winning streaks followed by losing streaks have toyed with the emotions of their loyal supporters. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked to 88.5's Kevin Kniestad about what hope fans should have for the second half of the season.
All right, Art, it seems like every time you and I get a chance to chat, you kind of have to talk me off one ledge or another here. And now with the sort of middle part of the Mariners baseball season coming up, I'm asking you to do that again. It seems like we've got all this money in these players like Felix and Iwakuma and Seager and Gallardo and Cishek, and everybody's underperforming. Tell me something good here.
Well, I wish I could have a net down there below the building for you, but I'll try to construct a little something here. I wanted to share this pattern that has come up in the Mariners season that is somewhat illuminating. Since May 19th, the Mariners have had these streaks. They lost 7 of 8, followed by winning 9 of 11. Then they lost 6 of 8, and then they won 6 in a row. And now heading into this weekend, they've lost 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're putting your toes out there on the ledge and thinking about jumping is entirely justified.
They're toying with me.
Yes. It is a very aggravating team to follow. It's not a bad team. That everyday lineup, when it's healthy, is impressive. And they've had some great offensive streaks. But this kind of streakiness, where it's, you know, runs of wins and losses, is typical of a team that doesn't have much depth, because the Mariners right now can't survive an injury or two. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem with the Mariners, as Jerry DePoto, the general manager, said when he took over, this organization needs depth. And not only depth to help the Major League roster, but be able to trade players to get other players you need in areas of weakness. And they don't have that. They don't have a lot of roster flexibility. So DePoto has done, I think, a pretty reasonable job at getting players such as Mitch Haniger, right fielder, Ben Gamel, left fielder, Guillermo Heredia, another good fourth outfielder. But how do you overcome all those pitching injuries? You know, it's really a difficult thing right now, and that's where the Mariners are hurting.
Okay, so how do you overcome all these pitching injuries? What does have to happen here?
Well, Jerry DePoto really does need, in the trading deadline, which is approaching at the end of July, to go out and get another arm. But nobody's giving up quality pitching right now, because every team with the extra wild card berth in the last several years thinks it's in it.
Yeah.
They don't want to send the white flag to their fans and say, we're getting rid of our good pitching. And so the prospects are difficult. I think the way forward for the Mariners probably is to give a chance to a young guy like Andrew Moore, the 23-year-old Oregon State pitcher who made his debut last week and did fine. If they got one guy like that, it could be a difference maker for the season to solidify behind James Paxton and Felix Hernandez. It's not enough, but it's better, and the offense, for a change, is capable of carrying.
Okay, so with this roller coaster that we've been on with streakiness and injuries, we're still, seems like a 10-team hunt for that second wild card spot. Can it happen?
It can, but with each passing day when they don't advance a little bit, it diminishes. I'm giving the Mariners probably about a 30% chance to make the playoffs. They need to get to, I'm guessing, 87, 88 wins to get that fifth and final wild card spot. But a lot of things have to happen better than what happened the last two games they played, which were against Philadelphia, the worst team in Major League Baseball, and they won both at Safeco. Can't be having that and keeping you on the ledge.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of these weekly conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.